Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Hey, Ben, can you have me some shea butter over there? Please.
You want this one or this one?
Give me that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel with my lovely Rib here today with me. Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom,
family. Amen.
Happy
feast. Yeah, y'all.
Happy feast.
Hey, y'all. Look, hallelujah. We hope and pray that everybody was at home, near and far. You know, we ain't in the judgment seat of God. To say what, who and what person can or who won't be atoned for. God forbid, no, that's not us.
That's not
us. We don't do them kind of things.
Nope.
You know, we got, it's only one judge and his name is Jesus Christ.
Right.
So with that being said, we're here because of the atonement. And, you know, a lot of my brothers and elders and so forth have been dealing with the atonement and the principles of it and, you know, and how to approach it. And we're going to deal with the spiritual side of it, you know, and that it's always been spiritual and that it's always been prophetic, you know, it's prophetic. And that's what we're going to present that part of it. And what do you mean the Feast of Weeks, the Memorial Blowing of the Trumpets, and the Jubilee, and the atonements are one? What do you mean by that? Well, they all have the same conversation. They all fit the same prophetic criteria, and they all speak the same conversation. So, and they relate to one another. So, as we always say, our brothers and sisters, I hope you have your King James Version Bible, a pen and notebook paper, and just remember, ink never forgets. Ink never forgets. So with that being said, we're going to stand and face Jerusalem. We're going to ask our brothers to uncover their head. We're going to ask our sisters to cover their head as we approach the Father.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sin. Allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And allow them to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and do forever. Amen.
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 Well, how is it that the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Weeks, the memorial blowing of the trumpets, and the Jubilee all coincide? Well, before we get started, we must go live on Facebook. Okay. Come on, sugar. Booger, booger. Okay, and we are live on Facebook.
Amen.
And we want to say to our family that's on Facebook, welcome to the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, and here today with me is my beautiful Rhea.
Shalom, family.
Rhea Serene Israel. And we are dealing with the feast, right? We're dealing with the atonement. Those of us that keep the prophetic calendar, and I do mean prophetic calendar, the atonement for us is today.
Amen.
Not to cast shade on our brothers and sisters that separated and gave their lives for a moment of fast, that they won't be heard or seen before God in Christ. What I'm saying is that those of us that keep the prophetic calendar, us, it is the Day of Atonement. Amen?
Amen.
So, we are dealing with this subject matter. The Feast of Weeks, the Memorial Blowing of the Trumpets, and the Jubilee and the Atonement are one and the same. Now, the reason why I'm dealing with this is because they are. I had a lot of brothers and elders dealing with the atonement and its properties and the reason and the cause and effect.
Amen.
And I'm like, that's a beautiful thing. We're just going to approach it from the prophetic side of it, the spiritual side of it. And we're going to approach it from that perspective. So what we're going to do is to show how all these things coincide how they all line up with each other. And the reason why we have to be on point with the calendar. Now, those of us in, that know our ministry, break out your calculators. Break out, get your calculators open. You're going to need it. We're not getting all off into the money and everything like that. What we're going to do is we're going to just show how we get a jubilee, right? And you're going to find out the same way we count the months, the same way we get the feasts, is the same way we get the jubilees. Amen?
Amen.
So, you got your calculator?
Yes, sir.
You got your calculator?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so let's open up our calculators. All right.
Oh, we're going to start with the calculator?
No. We're going to start with scripture.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You just want us to prepare. Okay.
Right. I just want them open because we're going to start using them in a minute just to count the jubilees, because in order for us to reach the atonement, you have to know how to post the jubilees. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's start this in Genesis chapter 1.
Amen.
And verse 1. And what do you mean? You know, some of us are saying, you know, well, the ninth day at evening is when you start fasting, and then you fast until the end of the tenth day. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I got a separation on that matter. I got a difference in that matter, you know, because the ninth day, according to the law, begins day, not the end of it.
Right.
So we're going to approach that.
Right.
Some of us say that the ninth day begins the tenth day. It's a day to itself. 9 and 10 can't occupy the same space. Those of us that went to school, those of us that went to grammar school and high school that's been taught math, understand that 1 and 2 can't operate or occupy the same space. So, we, right, so people are saying, you know, well, see, you're supposed to fast at the end of the ninth day into the tenth day, and the tenth day is the atonement. You're supposed to fast on the tenth day. No, we don't approach it like that. We fast on the ninth day at evening. Those of us that keep the prophetic calendar, let me reiterate, we fast on the ninth day for the tenth day. We will be atoned for. Reason being is that, you know, the God of Israel is a smart dude. He's really smart.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, if he sees you fast from evening to evening on the ninth day, then he'll approach the Father for you. And then it's up to the Father to forgive us, right? But say he approached the Father for us, and you're one of the first ones that did, then you turn around and you're going to eat or drink something, you know. You done blew the atonement, and you made a fool out of the king. You know, you made a fool out of the Most High, the priest, and the Father. So we don't approach it in that light. We approach it according to law. So the first thing, we're going to have to establish what is an evening, right? Let's do that. Let's start in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5, right? 1 and 5. So I'm not so good.
Yeah, don't use that.
Oh, why
not? You really want to use it?
Nah.
Let's make sure it's option. Because that's what happened last time.
I really like to use that about now. Yeah, I think I'll do it.
No.
Yeah. Way. I got a baby. I got it. Watch me now. It's just, I'm good with that.
See? No, that's touchscreen. You don't need that. So don't. See what you just did? You need that.
I forgot I had a touchscreen.
Right. So go ahead. Leave that alone. You were good. Now everything's moving around.
Young people. Anyway, what was I?
Go back to your resource.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5. Now, this is a law. What begins a day and what ends a day, right? Let's go.
Amen.
Genesis 1 and 5, right?
Amen.
Read.
Genesis 1 and 5 reads, and God called the light day and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
So that's the law. So why are we saying that the ninth day began the tenth day? That don't even make sense. If the tenth day is the beginning of the fast, then why even mention the ninth day? I mean, seriously, think about it. Why even bring it up? If the tenth day is the fast, why mention the ninth day? It doesn't even make any sense to even bring it up.
I'm going to put that in the window. You're freezing.
Okay. Your pee gone.
Yeah, we got the truck. That's all I could find. Apologies. Okay.
That's all good, man. You look good in pee. You know.
Okay.
Anywho, so, once again, if there's a reason for a fast on the ninth day, right, then why mention the tenth day? If the fast began on the tenth day, why mention the ninth day? You see, so that don't even make sense.
Right.
It don't, when the Passover began on the 14th day of AD, it's no mention of a 13th day. So what's the point of even mentioning it? You see, so that's the first red flag. Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 13 and continue.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 13. Genesis 1 and 13 reads, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
So now we see, before I do that, go to 8.
Go back up to 8.
Because I don't want anybody to say that God changed, right? So verse 8, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and 8 reads,
yes.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Same conversation. Right? Even in the morning constitute the beginning and the beginning of end of another day. So now you got the beginning of the day on the first day, then you got day, then evening begin the second day. So how do we confuse the atonement on the ninth day? You see, once again, basic math. 1 and 2 cannot occupy the same space.
Amen.
I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong, man. I'm not a genius. I'm not the one that's a scholar in math, anything. I struggle in math. Don't get me wrong. I really struggled in math. But then when I got in geometry, I was getting A's. Go figure. Maybe, you know, people don't know how to teach people. Maybe we aren't taught the way we're supposed to be taught. Mm-hmm. But geometry is figures, mm-hmm, and optical and things like that. So I got that. So when geometry came into the picture and calculus, I was like, boom, it hits. But, you know, basic division and multiplication, I was dunce, man. You could have put a cone on my head and set me in a corner for the whole term, all 4 semesters. And then as soon as we go into geometry, boom, here I am. You know, go ahead. Right? Skip down to verse 13 and 18.
Genesis 1 and 13 reads, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
Same conversation. Skip down to verse 19.
Genesis 1 and 19. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
And skip down to verse 23.
Verse 23 reads,
yes.
And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
And skip down to verse 31.
Verse 31 reads,
mm-hmm,
and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
Yes.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Well, here we are. Now, some of us, you know, we get this and we see the same principle. And then some of us will say, see, the Sabbath day began in the morning. And those of us that say that the atonement, you know, begins at the end of the ninth day is justifying that. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're not here to do that. We're here to constitute that God said he's God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changed not. He changed not.
Amen.
You know, so let's look at that. Let's go into Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1. Now, I'm for one, you know, I believe in the law of God. You know, if it wasn't for my elders and my brothers and whatnot, you know, I wouldn't know nothing about the Sabbath days. I wouldn't know nothing about the feast days. You know, my mom's taught me to reason out the book. Don't get me wrong. You know, you don't get that. But they taught me how to reason, put those things together.
Amen.
You know, and so when I read the book for myself, and which I always encourage my brothers and sisters to do, read the Bible for yourself. Read it from Genesis to Revelations. Listen to what God got to tell you, right? Because his speech may be like he gave us the speech, you know, the creation, you know, the calendar, the prophetic calendar of God. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave us that.
Amen.
Father gave us that as we started our own ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, and I revealed it to a few other people, and then now they're judging the world with it, but that's a whole other concept. But anyway, listen at the priests. Listen at those that the Lord, they got their papers, they know what tribe they out of,
mm-hmm.
out of the lineage of Aaron. Listen at them and what they have to say. Nehemiah chapter 8 in verse 1. Nehemiah 8 in verse 1, when you receive the reading.
Amen. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses."
So they had Moses' books. Mm. They're not reading the King James Version. Let's wrap our mind around that. They got Moses' books.
Amen.
Not just anybody's books. They got Moses' books. He wrote these books with his hand from God, and God gave it to Moses. Moses was our first scribe, and Moses wrote down all these accounts. He the one that wrote down an evening in the morning or the first day, because God told him it was evening in the morning is the first day. So Moses is the first scribe. He's writing this down. And now Ezra got the books of Moses. About to read the books of Moses, right? Amen. Read verse 2.
Amen. And I'm going to read this again. "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street. That was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month."
That's where we are. In the seventh month. Now the memorial blowing of the trumpets dictate the first day of the seventh month. Some of us approach it according to lunar cycles. We don't approach it like that. We approach it according to the solar calendar and the prophetic calendar. We don't approach it according to moons. We understand that the moons didn't exist until the kings. So Moses don't have a conversation with the king. The king is having a conversation with Moses. Let me integrate that. Right? Okay, so here we are. We're in the first month. The atonement is 9 days. I'm forgetting. 10 days from the first day of the seventh month. Right? And let me articulate this as well. The 15th day of the seventh month is the Feast of Tabernacles. We all agree with that, right? But those of us that keep the lunar calendar, this memo, let me bring this up briefly. If you count 180 days, right, for 6 months, and then you count 15 days to the Feast of Tabernacles, right, that gives you 195 days, right? Okay, so 1 plus 9 is what?
1 plus 9 is 10.
Okay, plus 5.
1 plus 9 is 10.
And plus 5.
Oh, plus 5?
10 plus 5 is what?
15.
So the law is self-explanatory.
Okay.
So if it's 195 days from the A-bid, right? Mm-hmm. 1 plus 9 is 10.
Right.
1 plus 10 is 5, which make it what? 15. The 15th day of the 7th month. Go figure. I didn't do the math. God did the math for us. Simplicity. Right? Okay. So this is why we don't follow the lunar calendar. We follow the prophetic calendar, because the prophetic calendar covers the word of God. You don't see that. Okay, go to Nehemiah chapter 13 and verse 1, because some of us believe that the Sabbath day began in the beginning of the day. Okay, if you, that's where you are, that's between you and God, but, you know, those of us that, you know, that follow the prophetic calendar, subscribe to something different. We follow the priest, right? So let's do that. Nehemiah 13 and 1. When you receive the read.
Nehemiah 13 and read. On that day, they read the book of Moses in the audience of the people.
Once again, they got his books and they reading it to the people, right? We're reading the King James Version of the book of Moses. They're actually reading the book of Moses. I'm with that. So with that. Continue.
Amen. On that day, they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite of the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever.
We can read that. Continue.
Verse 2. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing.
See, and that's another thing. Or you can turn a blessing into a curse.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Let's skip that. We're not here for that. Right. We're here for the reason that they read out of the book of Moses, right? Mm-hmm. The same brothers.
Yes,
the same men. They read out of the book of Moses every day. Right? Okay. Skip down to verse 13 and continue.
Nehemiah 13 and 13,
yes, ma'am.
Amen. Verse 13 reads, and I made treasures over the treasures, Shelemiah, the priest, and
the Levite, right? If he said priest, he's saying Levi.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep that in mind. Read on.
And Sadat the scribe, and all the Levites.
Case in point. You can't go wrong with them. Because I taught it in Leviticus. People think the book of Leviticus is to us. No, Exodus was to us. Leviticus is to the book of Levi concerns them which are in the know. Levi is in the know. When he started talking to people and according to Levi, they are in the know. Amen? We know.
And other Levites, Bediah. And next to them was Hanan, the son of Zachor, the son of Mathaniah, for they were counted faithful, for their office was to dispute unto their brothers.
Distribute
unto their brethren.
So they were faithful Levites, man. So we ain't just talking about any kind of Levite. These was faithful, right? And now listen to Nehemiah. Look at what he says concerning this. Read 14.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14. And let's just want to put this disclaimer up real quick. I just want to say because if they hear any noise or anything.
Well, that's good.
It doesn't matter, but if you hear any noise, we just arrived yesterday afternoon.
We're working in a facility that we're in.
Got here.
So if you hear background, it ain't great.
Yeah.
She ain't the one going zip.
Zip, and I think somebody's trying to knock on her, but let's go with the flow of things.
All right. Continue.
In Jesus' name.
All right. So meet that third.
Okay. Again. Just want to let everybody know. Okay. So verse 14. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof.
What? Now, Nehemiah, man, this brother has been put, he built temple, man. He the one that led the people to build the temple, him and Ezra. And he's still begging God to allow him into the kingdom. And here we are, I think we got it made.
We better listen to this.
Skip down to 22 and continue.
Nehemiah 13 and the verse 22 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come.
They should do what?
That they should
so
cleanse.
So Nehemiah cleansed up the Levitical priests. So if I'm going to listen to anybody, it's going to be this dude.
Amen.
You can miss me with anything else. I love my brothers. Getting that word. I know the Father grows us. He said, we see in part, we hear in part. I get that. But when it comes to these that belong to the Levites, the feast days, I'm there. Because he gave the feast days, which is Leviticus chapter 23, to them to administer to the people.
Amen.
That again.
Amen. Nehemiah 13 and verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy.
See, I am begging the Lord to still remember him and allow him into the kingdom. We think we just because we keep the Sabbath day and God dietary laws, we got made his man and cleaned up the Levitical priesthood, Aaron house. And he's still begging for mercy. Man, we look. You know what tribe be out of. He got papers. They got papers. He sanctified Kohath and all the sons, the three sons of Aaron according to their works. And they're still asking the Lord to remember him this, right? So, concerning the Sabbath days. Because remember how you read in Nehemiah chapter 8, it was according to the first day of the seventh month, which is the trumpets, was a high Sabbath, right? So he said, remember me according to that. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 24, continue.
Amen.
I'd like to add this to the word, right? This ain't got nothing to do with it, but I just like to throw this out here for edification. Go ahead.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Nehemiah 13 and verse 24 reads, and their children spake half the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak the Jew language, but according to the language of each people.
See, so we're among the captives around the world. So he was, in order for him to set up this priesthood, he had to speak that language. Well, that language was taken from us through our captivity that's written in the law of Moses, the very book that he read to the people, and the law can't be broken.
Okay.
So the language thing and the name thing had already started. And in fact, the name that he chose then, even the name then, isn't the one we're using now, because the letter that we use now is Phoenician.
Mm-hmm.
Go open up a dictionary. Every time you open up, you look at the letter A, it'll tell you where it came from. The letter B, it'll tell you where it came from. Now, if you get it off your computer, it's not going to go like that. But if you go to the library, you open up an unabridged, it'll tell you where the words came from.
Okay.
Those letters, I should say. So I'm not caught up on that. I'm caught up on the end of the game. If you change 1.12 in the book, all these plagues going to be added to you. I'm with that. Man. I don't want parts of that. Anyway, skip down to verse 29.
Amen. Nehemiah 13 and 29.
Yes.
Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleanse I them from all strangers, and appointed the ward of the priest and the Levites, everyone in his business. Amen. Verse 31.
Yes.
And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, oh my God, for good.
Yes. Don't even remember my sins. I'm hustling for you.
That's
this
right.
Is Nehemiah, man. And he makes sure the word, the priesthood is pride and arrogance think that we come along with the word of God just because we found out we is real, learned a couple things in the law, and we didn't got it, man. We should be begging. That's what the atonement is about, begging. Yes. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 17. Matthew 26 and 17. And I'm here for this purpose. Reason now is this, is that some of us say that the ninth day is the beginning of the atonement. And the tenth day is the atonement. That doesn't make sense. Why? Because evening and the morning begins that day. And if he say at evening on the ninth day, he meant that.
Amen.
9 and 10 can't occupy the same space. Basic math. So let's keep that in mind.
Amen.
Let's read this. This is one of my favorite pieces, right? Matthew chapter 26, verse 17. Receive and read.
Matthew chapter 26 and 17 reads,
yes.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Now, some of us don't even believe that this is a real quote. Some of us believe that this is a misquote, right? I'm not one of those. I believe that everything in the Word of God is true. If this is wrong, I don't want this book. You know why? Because some other things could be wrong, and I live in my truth.
Amen.
I know what my truth is. Why should I have been listening to this truth? And I know this is a misprint, right? But it's not. Read that again.
Amen. Matthew 26 and verse 17 reads,
yes.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said to him, where wast thou that we prepared for thee to eat the Passover?
Wait a minute. So the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is called what?
The Passover.
So if the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is called the Passover, then I'm good with that. I ain't questioning it. Jesus is good with it. I'm good with it. And the book and the scriptures ain't broken. Simple as that.
Amen.
Verse 20. Go down to
20.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 26:20 reads, and now when the evening was come, he sat down with 12.
He didn't sit now at the end of the 13th day. He didn't say when evening of the 13th day. He said on the 4th, at the evening of the Passover, when the Lord is slain, the Passover began on the 14th day. So when that evening came, it was the Passover. We are fine with that ordinance. We okay with that ordinance. We see that ordinance.
Amen.
But then when I'm the atonement, like I said, my question is this. Why are there 2 days mentioned in the atonement? I ain't say the atonement is 2 days. I ask the question, why are there 2 days? And I'm here to get to that answer, right? So I don't want nobody lying on me. And yeah, well, Job telling people the atonement is 2 days long. I'm pulling them lies in their mouth,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's go to Leviticus chapter 23, right? And let's visit that. Okay, let's visit. Leviticus 23 and verse 1. Leviticus 23 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Leviticus 23
and verse 1. Yes, ma'am.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation. Even these are my feasts.
Uh-huh.
Amen. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
So we know the Sabbath day began at the seventh day at evening according to the law, right? So it don't mention that, you know, the end of the sixth day or the, you know, the sixth day at evening. It don't do that. It just go right to the point because at this point we're in the know. We're reading Levi. We're reading Leviticus. They are in the know. So he's speaking to them in the know because Moses is a Levite. He taught the Levites. So they definitely are in the know, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
These are the feast of the Lord, even holy convocation, which ye shall claim in their season.
Amen. Read on.
And the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover.
You see that there's no mention of the 13th day? You see that there's no mention of the 6th day? It just says, you know, at evening. Mm-hmm. On the 14th day, right? Or the 7th day is the Passover. I mean, the Sabbath day. And a Passover at evening is the 14th day. And we see Christ agreed with Moses. We read that, right? Christ agreed with that. Also, Christ agreed with the fact that the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the Passover. Let's keep that in mind. That's not a misprint. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Right? Skip down to verse 26 and continue.
Leviticus 23 and verse 26.
Amen.
Read. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there will be a day of atonement.
Continue.
It shall be
in my mouth. Go ahead, you read.
Also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your soul. Amen. Offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work at that same day. For it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. And whatsoever soul it be, that shall not be afflicted in that same day.
We hear this conversation that is, and not on the 10th day. So we assume that the 10th day is the day we're supposed to fast. He called the 10th day the day of atonement, right? Okay, so let's continue to read. Continue.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
I left out that. Oops. Hold on a second. I left that at the 29, so let's go back. Verse 30. Leviticus 23 and
30
read.
Yes, ma'am.
And whatsoever soul it be that do any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among
you. That's on the 10th day. You can fast any time of the year.
Yeah, we can.
A feast, except on the feast days, because you know that's a feast. But any time of the year, you can fast and still work.
Amen.
You know, but on the feast days, on the high day, he said, do no servile work. That's the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
31. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation.
Continue.
And all your dwellings.
Yes.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of...
Wait. When do you afflict your soul?
Ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at evening.
There it is. In the ninth day of the month at evening. The law is the evening being a day. That's why we started in Genesis. That's why we show Nehemiah, man, who set up Levi, and we read in their books that the evening begins the ninth day. Right? Continue.
Amen.
Read that. Pick it up at the top.
Verse 31 or verse 32. Okay. Leviticus 23 and 32 reads, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at evening. From evening unto evening ye shall celebrate your Sabbath.
Now, you ready to celebrate, man. You know what you do when you come on a feast day? Eat. Oh, you ready to eat. Oh, you so good on eating.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It was a place called Shoot, man. We used to, you know, we'd meet up at the Atonement, man. We'd go in there hard on it, man. It was all you eat, right? And most of the whole class was at Shoot. You know, like 20 miles outside of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Well, not exactly. It was in just outside of South Harlem, something like that. Anyway. We was out there to eat. Almost all the brothers and sisters was out there. And we were feasting. And the thing is that this is what God was telling us, man. You fast on the ninth day at evening, in the evening of the ninth day, from evening to evening. And then here comes the tenth day, and you celebrate your feast. Now, I'll tell you, let me reiterate this. Mm-hmm. What if you were fast? What if the atonement is the tenth day and you fasted, right? Mm-hmm. And then you didn't. You messed around and ate a sandwich. And God just went and put your name before the Father. You just made both of them a fool. No, man, you got he been taking their names that actually completed it. And then it's up to the Father to even have mercy. Like Nehemiah was begging for it.
Amen.
You see? So it's that conversation. You see, this is that thing. This is why we are fasting on the 10th day. Today is now. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, it is life. Is that Yahweh? Yes, Hicks, we are live. This is live.
What?
It's live, Hicks. What? Right now, we're talking to each other straight up. Yep. but today is the 10th day. According to the prophetic calendar from Abib, right? From Abib, this is the 10th day. 5 days from now is the Tabernacles. Once again, 195 days from Abib is the Tabernacles. 1 + 9 = 10, + 5 = 15. The 15th day of the 7th month is the Tabernacle. He did the map for us. So while we messing with a little calendar, it don't line up with the scripture, and it should not line up with prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Revelation chapter 11. Man, that memo is way off course, man. Like that's metal. It's out of there. Not to say my brothers and sisters are out of there. I'm saying that conversation is out of there.
Amen.
Anyway, so now we see that the ninth day at evening, we reiterate this, it should be a Sabbath of rest. You shall lift your souls in the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to until evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. So if the fast is on the 10th day, what's the point of even bringing up the ninth day?
Mm.
It don't even make any sense to even bring up the ninth day.
Amen.
Seeing that it didn't make any sense to bring up the 6th day, it didn't make any sense to bring up the 13th day. Are we listening?
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's look at John chapter 20. Because some of us say, see, you know, the ninth day, that's the beginning of the 10th day. No, it's not. At evening, the beginning of the 10th day. No, it's not. The evening of the 10th day begins the evening of the 10th day. That's the law. That's the law. You see, so that's the way it is. Come on. Exactly right. That's the beginning of the law. Amen. So let's go to Matthew's. And, I mean, John, let's look at that. Let's look at what's the beginning of the day, okay? John chapter 20 and verse 1. And then we're going to get into why these feasts coexist, you know, because, you know, we got to, you know, I'm going to explain this for my brothers and sisters that don't know why we keep a prophetic calendar, you know. And where we when it comes to the prophetic calendar, it's not that we, you know, bringing up being obstinate or with the spirit of variance or emulation, those things don't apply to this conversation. We apply the conversation to the word.
Amen.
Amen. So, John chapter 20 and 1. When you receive it, read.
John 21, read.
Yes, ma'am.
The first day of the week went to Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre.
So the first day of the week began when? When it was dark. It was no mention of the seventh day. See that? The first day of the week when it was yet dark came her, right? Now, pay attention to this. Now go to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26 and 28.
Amen. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28 reads, For this is my blood of the new testament.
Matthew 28. Listen very closely. Watch this here too.
Thank you. Matthew 28 and 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher.
You don't hear that conversation in the Bible. He said, at the end of It was euphoria. It was a kingdom of peace and relaxation, and it was beautiful, man. We had a beautiful kingdom, man, and the world hated it, and they destroyed it.
What?
You know, they destroyed it. Agreed. You know, they did. They destroyed it because it was too beautiful. It didn't make any sense for any place like this to be this beautiful. It wasn't like, you know, it was in a desert and this, that, and the other. We run around in grass skirts and bones in our nose. That wasn't us. Man, we the people now. You know, we woke colors. David's daughter had the colors of virgins on them, and then the whites had the color of marriage, and we was vibing with, you know, almost looked like that mythical place called, what is that in the Black Panther?
Oh my goodness, babe, why would you do that? Wakanda? What is it? Is it Wakanda?
That's the, anyway,
I don't know.
That mythical Wakanda, place like
yeah,
that.
That mythical
place. That was us, but in a better way, in a truth. And it was destroyed because of envy. Anyway, Timbuktu existed because of us. Let me reiterate that. So we see here that we get it all from rest, but that's not why we're here. Continue.
Okay, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus 25 and 6 read,
yes.
And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee and for thy servant and for thy maid and for thy hired servant and for thy stranger that journeyeth with thee.
Uh-huh.
And for thy cattle and for the beasts that are in thy land shall all the increase thereof be meat.
So on the Sabbath day, our land is supposed to rest and is supposed to be for the poor and the beasts of the field. Mm-hmm. So everybody eat.
Amen.
Our kingdom was about making sure everybody was covered.
That's right.
Read on.
Amen. Leviticus 25 and 8 read.
Yes.
And thou shalt number 7 Sabbath years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the place of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49
years. Let's go to Pentecost. Right there. That's the Pentecost, because you have 49 days Pentecost. So there go the Pentecost right here, right? But do it coexist with the time we're on.
Amen. Leviticus 23 and 9 reads, then about the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
What? So there go the trumpets. There go the memorial going of the trumpets right there. And that same with the atonement.
Amen.
See that? The same conversation. Right? So the Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks and the atonement is the same conversation. Continue. Why? That's the question. Why? Read on.
Amen. Leviticus 25 and verse 10 reads, and ye shall hallow the 50th year.
50th day.
And proclaim liberty throughout all the land and in all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be jubilee unto you.
So now you're gonna proclaim liberty. Everybody's free. On the 50th day of the year, that's Pentecost represented. We come up out of this flesh, we're gonna be set free from sin. And we're gonna put on the garments of praise. That is to say we're gonna put on God. Right? That's what the kingdom really represents. We're in the land that, the feast days represented, we're going to put on God. So here it is. He's telling us when it's going to take place. On a Jubilee and the Day of Atonement. Why? Because in the Day of Atonement, all your sins are forgiven. You have been set free.
Amen.
Listening.
Yes, sir.
Are we listening? Read on.
Amen. Leviticus 25 and 10 reads, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man into his possession, and ye shall return every man into his family.
Okay, so now we see it's a time of liberty, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we come to a jubilee? Right? How do we approach the Jubilee? The same way we approach the prophetic calendar. This is why we don't use the moon anymore, because the Jubilee is inside of the prophetic calendar. Because the Jubilee is prophecy that is to come. We, those of us that believe that the Jubilee will set us free, that Israel is going to be delivered, that's the Jubilee. So it's prophetic because it's a time to come. So inside of the prophetic calendar, how? What do you mean? How do I approach this? Watch this. This is why we use the 180-day calendar or the 30-day month.
Amen.
Right? Because a half a year is 180 days. That month.
Amen.
Right? 30 divided by 180 is 6. That's represents months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we approach Jubilee? Because it says 50 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go to Revelation chapter 11. Just let me go to look at the prophetic calendar, because this is still a part of the prophetic calendar because it's part of prophecy. Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1, and read to, just read, right? We're gonna read a little bit of this. Because all of this is pertaining to the Jubilee period and the memorial blowing of the trumpets and the atonement. Read on.
Revelation chapter 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Which verse?
Verse 1.
Revelation 11 and 1 reads, "And there was given me reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship them. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure not, for it is given to the Gentiles. And the holy city shall lay tread under foot 42 months.
Most of the teaching to the tribulation period is 2.5 years. No, 40 months represent that. But what we said is that we equate the lunar moon there, and it don't coexist with this. This is a prophetic calendar. This is a feast day calendar here. Read on.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. When you receive the reading.
Verse 3, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth."
There it is. See that? 1260 divided by 3.5, which would be 3.5 years. What do you come with? The year to God is 360, right?
Amen.
Now, how do I make sure, let's say, let's do this, 360 plus, because it's 3.5 years we're going to do this, right? 360 plus 360 plus 360. Back that up a little bit. 360 plus 180, which represents 1/2 a year, right? There it is. See that? 360 years and a half. The half is the 180, right? Equals 1260. I told you it's prophetic, right? So how do I get the Jubilee in it, right? Okay, so now what we do is, now that we found out a year to God is 360, what do? We take 360 and multiply it by what? 50, right?
Amen.
See that? 360 multiplied by 50 equals 18. Drop the two zeros, you got 180, which is 1/2. See that? Now watch this. And let me reiterate that. The 1 + 8 is what? 9, which represents the end. Okay? Now, let's take this here. Let's take two Jubilees, right? So we're going to say times 2 equals, right? So we're going to do this times 2, right, equals 36,000 days. There go your 360. You see that? So two Jubilees add up to a 360. There it is. So that's how you add up a Jubilee. You add out a prophetic calendar. And it adds up, and everything is still on the same count.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? It doesn't change. So that's how you total that, right? So now, continue. So we see the Jubilee is in line with the prophetic calendar. We did the prophetic calendar maybe a week ago. Go look at some of the older videos. Now, let me reiterate this. The older videos are only going to be there for 30 days, and then they're going to be deleted. So you, if you want to know about this, you better get it down tonight, get you some pen and paper, go look at them, because they're going to be deleted. And I'm allowed them to be deleted. Because if this is important to you, as it is important to me, you're going to write it down.
Amen.
All right? We're not children here. continue.
Revelation 11 and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
So we know about this. We all know about this is going to take place during the time of the great tribulation period. We know these things are going to take place, right? Skip down to verse 7 and continue.
Amen. Revelation 11 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them.
Continue.
Wow.
So they're going to die, right?
Wow.
Pay attention. Continue.
Verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
Yes.
And they of the people and kindreds and tongues.
Why would our Lord was crucified? Because that's where the abomination make it desolate is going to be. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be testifying against him, doing all these things, right? So he's going to finally overcome them. Continue.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in the grave.
Wait a minute. How the whole earth is going to see their dead bodies?
I'm going to show you
how they see their dead bodies. These things. That's how. So God is showing us that internet is from him. These instruments, these phones, tablets is from him. How we use it is another conversation.
Yeah.
But it's in prophecy that everybody is going to be able to go in the blink of an eye from one place in the world to the other and be able to see this conversation play itself out. So God already told us that the whole world is going to hide these instruments in their hand.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
Read on.
Amen.
You should be in, what? Yeah, read that again, verse 9, so that people can really let that sink in. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Amen. Revelation 11 and 9. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their bodies to be put in grave.
There go that 3.5 again. You should notice how God is using numbers here?
Yes.
Not one time did you hear anything about a home. Not once.
Amen.
Continue.
10. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
What? So the whole world is going to see them stand up. They know they were dead, but the whole world is going to see them stand up. Continue.
Amen. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life of God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. 13. becoming 12, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them.
Continue.
And their enemies beheld them?
Yes, they're the ones that killed them. Continue, because now we know that there's a God here from the resurrection, not a rapture. Resurrection.
Okay.
Read on.
13, in the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake, were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to God of heaven. And the second woe is past. The second woe is past. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly.
Continue.
15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
There go the memorial blowing of the trumpets.
Amen.
There it is, right there. Why? Because they woke up from the dead. They were delivered. They were set at liberty from this and the world and God to be all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
See that? When? When the trumpet blew. When? In the day of Jubilee. When? On the day of atonement. Case in point. I can hang it up right here, but just continue. Continue.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
Yes. Amen.
Revelation 11:16.
And listen at the Jubilee kick in. Watch this. Read on.
And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord, God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto the unto thy servants, thy prophets, forgive me that little gnat, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth.
See that? So here come liberty.
Okay.
The captives is being set free.
Amen.
Both free and bond, rich and poor. Anyone that believed in was calling on the name of the Lord, like our father Nehemiah, is going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yes, sir.
There it is. So the memorial under the trumpets, the atonement, the jubilee is at all one. Now, what does this mean? Right? Because the Jubilee means the end of the world, right? Because if I do this, right?
What?
How many Jubilees are in 1,000 years, right? So we say 50, 1,000.
Okay.
Divided by 50 equals 20. Let me do that again so everybody can see. Okay, 1,000 divided by 50, right? Because the Jubilee is 50 years, right? And a day with God is 1,000 years, so let me add that in there so you can see where I'm going with this. It's 1,000 years. There it is. Okay, equals 20. There it is. Now, the next question is this. 6 days, right? Because you said 6 days, then there's a day of rest, right? The whole land is going to rest, right? So, how many? So, 20. Let me see. 6,000 divided by 6,000 divided by 50. Right? Because that's 6 days there, right? So that's 6,000 divided by 50 equals, there go the 12 times. See? There they are. 1, 2. Zero is nothing, right? Zero is nothing. 12. What do you mean? 360? 360 is, zero is nothing. Three plus six is nine. A half a year is 180. Zero is nothing. One plus eight is nine. That's the end. Ain't nothing after nine. You start over at one. Listen to it.
Amen. Forgive me, man. I'm going back.
That's good.
Okay. I was at Revelation 16.
Yeah, keep reading because this.
Revelation 11.
And no, you actually at verse 18. You just got to read in 18.
Okay.
So read 19.
Okay. Revelation 11 and verse 19 reads.
Yes.
Okay. I read those two.
Yeah, read. Okay, read 18 again.
Okay. Revelation 11 and 18 reads, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and thy time with the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto the servant, thy servant, the prophet,
Nehemiah.
And to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great. And should it destroy them which destroy the earth."
The end of the world. See that?
Mm-hmm.
360. That's the end game. That's why he gave us the numeral system.
Amen.
1 through 9. You know, even when we look at the numeral system prophetically, from the beginning, I'm not saying the world or the earth began in 6,000 years ago. No, I don't do that. I'm not there. In the beginning, ain't no number there. So the earth and the sun, the earth and all that is way past us, right? So anyway, what I'm bringing up is the time for man and this creation, right? So you got 6 days,
mm-hmm.
right? 6 days, 6,000 years to Adam, right? And then Adam got 6,000 years, so that's 12, right? So that's 12. So what comes after that? The Sabbath day, right? That's 12. Actually, that's the Sabbath day. Then 13 is the eighth day of man, which just so happened to be the great white throne judgment, right? And also all flesh being circumcised, there's no more flesh and blood because everybody come up in the great white throne, right? And then here come the Father's kingdom on the 14th day of the creation, which is the 14,000 year of this world. And we get to take part in the Passover with him.
Amen.
Are we listening?
I'm listening. Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into,
finish off at 18.
Okay. Right. I'm talking about in my in these pages here.
Yes,
11. Okay.
No, that's it or no.
You know what I think I did? Okay, there it is, right. Okay. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Duh. Revelation chapter 15 verse 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51.
Okay, so 1 Corinthians
yes.
15
and verse 1.
Verse 1.
When you receive it, read.
Amen. First Corinthians 15 and 1 reads.
Yes.
"Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand."
51, yeah.
So, First Corinthians 15.
And 51, yeah. He's declaring the gospel, right? Skip down to 51, continue.
51 reads, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed."
Agree. Continue.
"In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed."
That's the time of the dead that they should be judged. Right? That's what we read in Revelation chapter 11. That's what happened with the two olive branches. They, at the sound of the trumpet, they woke up.
Amen.
And they was received in a cloud out of sight. And then he said, also, it is a time for the dead that they should and the saints, not just anybody, and the saints, they should receive their rewards. What do you mean? Read on.
Amen. Verse 53 reads, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
So that's when you get that body that God had promised us, right? That takes place on the atonement.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen. That's good. That's, yeah, continue.
Oh, death, where is thy sting?
That's what happened with the two olive branches. Death couldn't hold on them no more. They woke up, and the whole world is going to see it. Continue. That's why we call it a prophetic calendar. Continue.
Amen. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
Come on.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law.
That's right.
Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, let's read, look at the little thing. On the first Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 1, because he said this, right? He said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Not the first one, the last one.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, we're looking at him giving us this. What? The trumpet of the Jubilee. When? In the 50th year of the Pentecost or Feast of Weeks.
Amen.
When? On the Day of Atonement.
Amen.
I mean, let the Bible speak.
Let the Bible speak, yes, sir.
Where are we? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 13. When you receive it, read.
So 1 Thessalonians, you said chapter 4?
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 13?
Yes.
Okay.
No, 2 Thessalonians. Well, yeah, 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians.
I got it. Chapter 1.
4.
Chapter 4 and what verse?
13.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13 reads, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep.
Yes.
That ye sorrow not, even others which have no hope.
Yes.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
For
this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Continue.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Once again, the captives are being set free. What do you mean the captives are being set free? Those that are in the grave. The grave can't hold them no more. The dust can't hold us no more.
Amen.
Been set free.
Amen.
Nehemiah coming up in the ones. That's the Father. They coming up in the Father. That's one. The first resurrection. Listen it.
I'm so listening.
Read on.
Amen. That's chapter 16, correct? Okay. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 17.
Yes.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yes.
Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Okay. Let's go through. Forgive me. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 1. So we see now that the trumpet is going to be blown. And the captives are going to be set free, and the dead in Christ is going to be raised first, right? Why? Because the Father is the one.
Yes.
Christ is two.
Mm-hmm.
Light,
uh-huh.
Water,
mm-hmm.
earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
Let me listen. Go on change.
147-258-369.
That's another conversation. Light, water, earth, light, father.
Okay, I see.
Two, water, earth, man. Let's reiterate that.
Okay.
Let's go to four. Light, sun, water, fish, earth, Adam and Eve. Light, water, earth. And then here come the day of rest, the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Which just happened to be light all over again.
Okay.
Then you got eight, which
mm-hmm.
represent water. Then earth, here come New Jerusalem.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, if you've been watching this program, we deal with these numbers, we deal with these calculators. And just remember now, these posters, messages that we're putting up here, only up for 3 days.
The same thing you do with the commercial.
I'm telling you.
It's your commercial, baby.
You know, you write them down.
So you're not going to extend.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hey, man, we adults. We adults supposed to write things down. If you're someone who writes down,
you will study to show
yourself study to show yourself approved.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Right? I get it.
I'm going to do what I love because every day ain't promised, man. Mm-hmm. So you better make sure of that. Make your salvation sure.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Amen.
You know, we too complacent.
Too complacent, baby.
I think a month is long.
That is, 30 days.
Yeah, to study something and research something.
Yeah.
It only take a day to write down scriptures. And you study them the rest of your life.
Amen.
Anyway, what did that say?
So we left 1 Thessalonians.
Matthew 24:3.
I'm going to Matthew 24:3.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Matthew 24:3. Matthew 24:3 reads, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?"
Let me reiterate this. He said privately.
Privately.
Jesus didn't talk to everybody.
No.
He talked to the disciples, and the disciples talked the rest of the people.
Amen.
This information ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't got it.
Amen.
You know, everybody don't have it.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 4.
Yes.
"And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you."
And it's a lot of that going on.
Mm.
It's a lot of I, me, me's. And, you know, we know how I feel about that.
You know how I feel about that. We know how we feel. We know how the Father feels about
that. Oh, my God. We ain't putting on me, me's.
No.
We trying to create saints, man,
that's
for the kingdom.
Fine.
You know what I mean?
Whoever heareth you.
We're not trying to build churches and followers. We're trying to increase people that they become saints before God and Christ.
Amen.
They the ones that's coming up first.
Amen.
That's what's up. That's all this other stuff, man. How many people be a class? How many people follow me? How many lights I get? You know, that's nonsense,
show
man. If it ain't about being a saint, you ain't about this life. Seriously. Read on.
Matthew 24, you
want
to go to 5 now?
No, skip Matthew 24 and skip down 15.
Okay. Matthew 24:15 reads, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand."
Now, that's built on numbers. We already covered that. You know, we went and looked at Daniel. We covered that when we showed how we came to the 5 days and that calendar. So we're not going backwards. That's why, hey, you know, you have to speed here, then you know what we're talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know how we're saying what we're saying, and that the tone, the trumpets, mm-hmm. the Pentecost, and I said the atonement, the trumpets, the feast, their jubilee are all one conversation.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And verse 16. "Then let them which be in Judea flee at the mountain."
Yes.
"Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house.
Yes.
You let him just in the field, return back to the, return back to take his clothes. I'm like, man, you can't do
that. Yep.
And woe unto them that are with child, woo, Jesus, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Saturday. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to the to the time nor shall ever be.
Yeah, so now we're talking about the great tribulation period. All of us, that's why we brought our Revelation chapter 11. We're still having the same conversation.
Yes,
that 3.5, there it is again. And he also said, Daniel's had that conversation. So that's why we're dealing with those numbers in that light, because those numbers coexist with this, and they're consistent with this. Continue.
Amen. Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 24 and 22 reads, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened."
Now, what do you mean? Why? Because we had the capacity right now. You can see Russia doing its thing, North Korea doing their thing, and they popping off missiles everywhere, and they threaten to use them. You know, so we know that we had a capacity of destroying the whole planet.
Yes, we did.
So he got to come back and bring a halt to that. Why? Because Armageddon is inevitable. World War III is inevitable. This overpopulation of the world has to be brought to a halt. What do you mean it's just overpopulated? It's like going city to city.
Georgia, Charlotte, it was packed.
It's just overpopulated.
Georgia.
Yep.
Texas.
Yep.
I was like, what are we going to get
to? Mexico?
New Mexico.
All places.
El Paso. I was like, whoa.
We didn't know that these places were this crowded.
California.
All these places are crowded.
I was like, and then through the mountains, I'm like, look at all that land. Look at all that land. We're overpopulated.
Yes, it is.
But we have all this land.
But the world is about to. That's the whole point of World War III, overpopulation, and the diminishing of resources.
Yeah.
That's food and water. And there's too much of that going on right now. Something got to go. Something got to give. Food is a match to the fire. Kingdom is a match to the fire.
Yeah.
You know, so don't take these conversations lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Continue.
That was Matthew 24 and then
22.
So 23.
Continue, yes.
"Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if possible, they shall deceive the very elect."
Okay, now skip down. Now let's go to Matthew's. Chapter 5 and 5, one verse. Why he got to bring it into the great tribulation. Remember now, it's a reward to the saints. Read on. Matthew 5 and 5, when we receive it, read.
Matthew 5, verse 5 reads, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
That's why you got to bring it into it, because the meek is going to inherit the planet, man.
Amen.
And all power. So now let's go back to Matthew's chapter 24, let's pick it up at 27.
Okay. Matthew 24 and 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 24 and verse 27 reads, "For as the lightning goes out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together."
Uh-huh.
"Immediately at the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be dark."
That 3.5 year period. Continue.
"And the moon shall not give her light."
Uh-huh.
"And the stars shall far fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken."
Come on.
"And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and Great glory.
Why out of heaven? Why a lot of earth ain't had to see Jesus? I got a couple of reasons. One is they're going to realize they did the wrong thing to the wrong people. The minute they see them, they're going to be like, whoa. Oh, my God. You know, we just really messed up because he don't look like none of them pictures. We done made a real move. We done did the wrong things to the wrong people. The second thing is that this earth is out of control. Children is out of control. The parents is out of control. The teenagers are out of control. The government is out of control. The animals and the beasts of the field is out of control. Everything. God just went back to set it all straight.
Amen.
And the world is going to mourn. You see God now. Now it's a God.
Amen.
You see him. And he is coming on fire. And we ready for that conversation. But it don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after the tribulation, don't bring it in Armageddon, because Kim and people like Kim and Putin ain't going to say, we give it up. We go, okay, we submit to God. And they ain't going to be down with that crown. They're going to be like, it's an invasion from heaven. It's an invasion from outer space. You know, like they be showing you movies, an invasion coming. The people are ready for it. Yeah, but not what they think. Continue.
Amen. So we're at 30,
yes,
31.
Ma'am. Continue.
Matthew 24 and 31 reads.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I saw something on the side of you. Jesus. And he shall send his angels with.
Go on, girl.
And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other.
So we're talking about the trumpet. Once again, what does it do? Bring an end of this world. Not the earth. World. World is the people, the races, the dialects, and circulation, and the commerce, and all of that. Wiped out. All at once. And then everybody going to fall up under the line of the God of Israel. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1.
Revelation 1 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 1 and 1 reads, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass.
Skip down to 5.
Verse 5 reads,
yes.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us, and washed us from our sins, and his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests, and to God his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, amen.
And the whole earth is no more.
Wow.
Weak.
Wow.
Now, why on trumpets? We act like this conversation just started with us. No, he told Moses. The book, the same Jew said he told Enoch. You know, we don't have a book of Enoch in the King James Version. I ain't into them lost books, man, because you can do anything with that. So, but the apostles mentioned it. You know, that he even told Enoch about this. So this conversation is in new. And so listen to Nehemiah and bring this thing to the people. Watch this. Go to Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1, right? Come to trumpets. Now, they finna teach the trumpet. And watch what happened is they start doing the same thing that we always do. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Nehemiah 8 and 1 reads, and all the folk gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses,
which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Aaron the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month.
The trumpets, right? So teaching the trumpets.
Amen.
The same thing we just got through teaching, that on the trumpets, here comes God. And he ain't playing with people. He's coming,
yes.
Right? So skip down the verse. We're not into the whole conversation. We just want to show you what happened with the people. Verse 8 and continue.
Nehemiah 8 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Read, so they read the book and the law of God distinctively and gave the sense and caused them to understanding the reading.
Just like we just did. Look. A Jew, right?
So they read in the book and the law of God distinctively and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading.
Continue.
Amen.
Yes.
And Nehemiah, which is the, is that?
Toshiba.
There is no B in here.
Right.
Toshiba.
No, let me stop.
And Ezra the priest, you put a B in there. Okay, let you stop. And Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught. And Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people.
In their Pentecostals.
And said unto the people.
Don't get me wrong. My family was a.
I'm most Pentecostal about this.
Yeah.
And Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the leader that taught people, said to all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord, mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the word.
Because they understood that God was going to come back and tear
yes.
this planet a brand
yes.
new one.
Yes.
They knew that. Ezra and Nehemiah had the books of Moses. You think Moses didn't know God is going to do this? You think Adam didn't know he was going to do this? Joshua, David? He taught them God is coming back on the trumpets, on the atonement, in the year of the Jubilee, and this planet is in trouble. And the people went bananas. They was crying and weeping because the book said when God comes back, the whole earth is going to mourn. There it is.
Amen.
There it is. First day of the seventh month.
Listening.
Let's look at this a little further. I ain't going to explain a part about the feast because, well, I am. Go ahead, read on.
I'll
just throw that in there, baby. Go ahead.
So verse 10?
Verse 10.
Verse 10. Nehemiah 8 and 10 reads, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them, for when nothing is prepared. For this day is holy, by the Lord.
People tell you that it, you don't have no feast on the trumpet as well. I'm following Nehemiah because he said of the house, Jack, I'm with him.
Amen.
I'm following him. He in the no. He's in the real no. He said, a Levi for the coming of God. I'm with that. If he say the trumpets is a feast day and you're supposed to be cooking and doing your thing, do it.
Amen.
Read on.
For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes. Continue.
Oh, okay, 11. Mm-hmm. So the Levites filled all the people, saying, hold your peace.
Yes. Continue.
Hold your peace. For the day is holy, neither be ye grieved.
Agreed.
And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them.
So everybody sat down and ate on the feast of the trumpets. Man. So don't let nobody tell you today that the trumpets ain't a feast. I ain't saying that day is. The memorial blowing of trumpets is a feast. Eat,
Amen.
Drink, enjoy while breath is in you.
That's right.
Zechariah chapter 14. This is we're going to read this last verse here, baby. Zechariah 14 and 1. We're going to skip around a little bit. When you receive it, read.
Zechariah 14 and 1 reads, Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee.
Here comes God. That's what we were reading about. Remember now, that was Revelation chapter 11, the whole spiel. He gave us the time window. He gave us the calculations. He gave us the resurrection. He gave us the feast day when it was going to go down in. And it's all here. No, here comes the day of the Lord.
Amen. Verse 2.
Yes.
For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken.
I got one more verse after this.
That's fine. Then.
Okay, go ahead.
For I will gather all, we're off today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and thy residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle.
Yes.
And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half of it toward the south.
So here comes God. His first place he started at is in Zion. He said he got the judgment is going to start in the house first. That's the first place he's going to clean up. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into Azul. Yea, ye shall flee, like ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come all and all the saints with
me. See, here come the saints of God. It's the end of time. It's the end of world. It's the end of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all one speech now. Ain't no world now, just world. Read on.
Verse 6. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
He bringing eternity.
Amen.
Read on. That thing that, you know, in the beginning, before there was a sun and a moon, that's it right there. Sun and moon ain't gonna do with this. He brought what was before that, eternity. Read on.
And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out to Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea, and summer and in winter shall it be.
Continue.
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one.
It won't be all these different dialects. It's going to be one life.
That's right. Amen.
Now, skip down to verse 12 and continue.
All right, in verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
That's what happens when fire hits you and it just blasts.
Mm.
You know, like a bomb. He don't come. But the Lord our God is a consuming fire.
Yes, he is.
Read on.
Amen. There we go. Verse 13.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold everyone on the hand.
Read on.
And they shall lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel and great abundance.
Not notes.
Not notes?
No, no notes.
No notes.
It'll be gold and silver. Like when they went and they took down Saddam Hussein, mm-hmm. they found all these bricks of money, but they were there for that gold. He had bricks of gold.
Wow.
Read on.
Verse 15?
Yes, ma'am.
And so shall be the plague of the horse, and of the mule, and of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in this tent at this plague.
Continue.
And it shall come to pass that anyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship King, the Lord of hosts, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
That's Saturday night, right? Those of us who keep the prophetic calendar, they count 180-day calendar. Well, 15 days from 180 is the Feast of Tabernacles. The 15th day the seventh month is the tabernacles. 1 + 9 = 10. 5 = 15. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Read on.
Verse 17.
Yes. So that's the end of that. You see how all that coincides, and now here come the Feast of Tabernacles. Continue.
Zechariah 14:17 reads, and it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain.
Yea.
And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen.
This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to the tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bales of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pot of the Lord the pot in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar.
Come on.
Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and feed therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts.
Amen. There it is. So with all that being said, turn that one. Turn.
Now.
So with that being said, we hope we got us an understanding of why we keep the feast days as is. And those of us that just tune in, you might want to catch the beginning of this and get a better understanding of why we fast on the ninth day and celebrate the tenth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time.
Yeah, we pray they had a great fast.
Y'all.
No. I just want to say this really quick. We're so tired, but we're not that tired. I want to say this to you, too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Give me kisses. Sugar. No, give me sugar. No, okay, I want to say thank you because the feast day. during the feast day, we are all home with our children. We do a pig, and this is the first time that we kind of been off and on with the children, the grandchildren.
Yeah, they got to grow up sometime.
And I know they got to grow up, but they've been calling us the grandchildren. I know they're making noise out there, but the grandchildren been calling, you know, Papa, Rhea, Grandma, Mama, you know, everybody calling us. When are you coming home? When's the feast? Is it tonight? And, you know, we miss our children. They miss us. And we just feel a little weird. But we're in trucking. I started trucking. And my husband's been a truck driver for 40 years. I've only been a truck driver for 4 months. And he's my trainer. And he's been doing an awesome, awesome job. And we had our little tips here and there. But he's a great trainer. And I've been going up and down these mountains, and it's just the storms and the weather and the break and the Jake break. We had an argument about the Jake break thing, but I did a good job. He said I did a good job yesterday going to the mountains of California.
Yeah, she did a really good job. The mountains. Really
the mountains, 4,000.
And I let her drive the
he
whole
made, day. He didn't let me. He made me drive.
And, yep.
Woo! But I
love the Lord. I love the creation.
Stop the great Indian.
Yeah, that's what I want to tell them.
Yeah.
So the towman was coming in, and he's like, baby, you know we're going to have to stop. We're going to have to pull over this truck, and we got to have
some fast.
Yeah, the fast. I was like, we're going to find something around here because we're in the mountains of California. I'm like, this is nothing but desert. And so he goes, I kid not, he goes, pull over here. I said, there's nothing but McDonald's, Subway, something. No, just junk food. And I said, I'm definitely not no burgers. So he said, pull over right there. So I'm like, okay, I drive, I pull in PA. Right across the street from PA is an Indian house that tastes of India. You know, I love spicy stuff. I was like, oh, so we went to this Taste of India, sat down right before sundown, and we feasted. It was a great, when we walked in, it was just great. The gentleman, the owner came to our table, and he took over, and he was lovely.
He was beautiful.
The Lord sent him.
Yes, he did.
The Lord had us go there to eat right before sundown. Yes, and the food was amazing. I took a picture of food. Was amazing. The evening was amazing. The people were amazing. And man, I wanted to go to sleep after that. I had to keep having, but I just want to say, I just thank the Father for you. I thank the Father for His Word. I thank the Father for our children and our children's children. I thank the Father for our associates, our friends, our family, for you on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, just all the people, even these past couple of days, the people that the Lord is placing in our path. They've been beautiful, been blessings. And
everybody seen ahead of message.
Yeah, everybody that I, even this morning, even yesterday, you know, my feet were rolling.
I got to tell the people.
No, it's okay. It's not going to go off. It's not going to go off, baby.
Okay.
But I'm going to make sure you're the woman didn't talk. But I just have to say this really quick. But like my feet were swollen from doing all that driving. And this lady, we were taking a shower in the women's room here at the training center. And she was like, girl, I got you some compression socks, and she wouldn't open her brand new bag of compression socks. We wouldn't got to put compression pants socks on them. We're truck drivers. I was like, I was crying. She said, why are you crying? I said, because that's so beautiful that you to give you some brand new expensive socks. And that was from God too, to put on my feet. So I just want to say, people, like, just keep the Father first. You keep the Father first. I'm so tired right now. But he's not going to leave his seed begging for bread. And he won't. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. It will. And I decided to give you kudos to the Lord. Said, let another man esteem you. So I'm esteeming you right now. You are a great man of God, that you do the best that you can. But I love you, and I am honored and privileged to be by your side. And I thank you for that. I thank you. I love you. I know we have our moments, but I love you, and I thank you, and I am so blessed. You hear me?
Yeah.
Blessed beyond measure.
Okay, baby.
Okay. I just want to say that to the world, that I'm blessed. The children are blessed.
You must be hungry.
No, I'm not hungry. They're making a lot of noise out here. So we gotta get off the line. So so we love family, and just keep God first. He got your back. Keep it first.
And once again, today is the atonement.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday was the fast. And we hope that everybody's sins are atoned for.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom, family. We love you. It's great to see you. See you in your household and have a blessed rest of your week.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him.